In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, your fellow redeemed by the blood of Christ. Why do parents care so much about what clothes their kids are wearing? Especially when they're toddlers. Especially when they're infants. Why do parents care about what clothes their kids are wearing? It's not like the kid cares about his style. He doesn't even know what clothes he's wearing. It's not like his friends are going to make fun of him for his style. They don't know what clothes he are wearing. And it's not like you're trying to make the baby or the toddler cute. Most people think that babies and toddlers are cute regardless of what clothes they are wearing. And so why then do parents care so much about what clothes their kids are wearing, even when they're young? It's because parents know that clothes just don't keep their kids warm, though that's their primary purpose. But parents also know that these clothes, the clothes of the kids, say something about them, the parents. They say something about who the parents are, maybe how rich the parents are, and what goal the parents have for their kids. As an example, think about what your reaction would be if you see a young kid dressed in dirty old clothes with holes in it. You probably would immediately think that the family is poor and homeless and wonder what's going to become of that child. Or think about what your reaction is if you see a young infant wearing stylish designer clothes. You probably think the parents are rich and maybe even a little snobbish. Or think about your reaction if you see a child wearing clothes that don't match in the least but clash with one another. You might wonder why the mother, or more likely the father, dressed him in those clothes and wonder if they know anything about parenting a child. You see, clothes say something about the parent. They say something about the person who is wearing them. And if that's the case, if clothes say something, then we begin to understand why Jacob gave his son Joseph that special coat. For listen to what we see in verse 3 of our text. We read, "Now Israel," that's Jacob, "loved Joseph more than all his other sons, because he was the son born in his old age, and he made him a special robe." Do you remember how Jacob had multiple wives? That led to jealousy among his wives and favorites for Jacob. And so when Rachel, who was Jacob's favorite wife, when Rachel, who had struggled to conceive a child, when Rachel finally conceived a child in Jacob's old age, that child named Joseph immediately became Jacob's favorite child, and he wanted everyone to know about it. And so he made that special robe for Joseph, that robe of many colors, that long flowing robe that testified how much Jacob loved Joseph. For just think of what Joseph was saying simply by wearing that robe. By wearing that robe, which Joseph loved to do, by the way, he was telling his brothers that he was loved the most. He was telling his brothers that he was the favorite child. He was telling his brothers that he got all sorts of special privileges. That's what Joseph was saying simply by wearing that coat. And if that's what Joseph was saying, do you see why Joseph's brothers became jealous of him? Do you see why they began to hate him? For imagine if your sibling was your father's favorite. And your father made no bones about it, but your sibling got all sorts of special privileges and all sorts of special clothes. It would probably cause you to be jealous and maybe even angry at your sibling, just like Joseph's brothers became jealous and angry at him. In fact, Joseph's brothers became so jealous and so angry that you know how the story of Joseph goes, right? He gets sold into slavery. He works at a man named Potiphar's house until Potiphar's wife wrongly accuses him of adultery. This leads to Joseph being thrown in prison, or more likely a dungeon, for a couple of years. And then he's rescued from the dungeon by interpreting one of Pharaoh's dreams, which saves Egypt from a large famine. This pleases Pharaoh so much that he raises Joseph to second in command of all of Egypt. And the story ends with Joseph saving his brothers, the very brothers that had sold him into slavery. Joseph saves them, not only by giving them grain to eat, but also by forgiving them for all the wrong that they had done to him. You know that story. It's a pretty incredible story, right? But as we go through that familiar story, I want to focus on one part of that story. Specifically, I want to focus on the clothes that Joseph wore. Because throughout Joseph's life, Joseph wore a lot of different clothes. Clothes that showed what status he had at that particular time. For think about it. When he was young, Joseph got to wear that special robe, right? That coat of many colors that showed that he was loved by his father the most. But when he was sold into slavery, he didn't get to wear that special robe any longer. Instead, he had to wear slave clothes. And it was those slave clothes that Potiphar's wife took from Joseph to convince her husband that Joseph had committed adultery with her, even though he hadn't. And when Joseph was wrongly accused and thrown in prison, then his clothes got even worse. No longer was he wearing slave clothes, but he was wearing prisoner's robes, which were probably just tattered rags, if anything at all. That's why we're told Joseph had to be cleaned up when he was brought before Pharaoh. But once he interpreted Pharaoh's dream and was raised to second in command of all of Egypt, well, then Joseph got some new clothes, right? Glorious robes that showed the power and authority that he had. In fact, those clothes were more glorious than the special coat his father had given him all those years prior. Truly, Joseph's style changed a lot throughout his life. It changed depending on what his status was, for that's often what clothes do. They testify about who you are. And as we went through that story of Joseph, as we went through the style of Joseph, which was from riches to rags and back to riches again, here's the amazing truth. We really weren't talking about Joseph. We ultimately were talking about someone else. We were talking about your Savior, Jesus Christ, because you see, Joseph's entire life is a beautiful picture of what would happen to our Savior Jesus. For think about it, just as Joseph received honor and glory from his father as his favorite son, so also Jesus had all honor and glory in heaven as the only begotten son of his father, the son whom his father dearly loved. And just as Joseph had to leave that special coat behind when he was sold as a slave, so also Jesus left that honor and glory behind when he came into this world and he clothed himself with human flesh and blood, all so that he can become your servant. And just as Joseph was falsely accused of doing wrong, so also Jesus was falsely accused of doing wrong. In fact, Jesus did no wrong throughout his life. He was perfect. It's why during his trial before the high priest or before Pontius Pilate, no one could agree on what he had done wrong. The only thing they could agree on is that he said he would destroy the temple and build it back up in 3 days. But even they couldn't fully agree on what Jesus meant, since Jesus was talking about his flesh and blood that he was wearing, his body, which he would give up and then take back again. And once he was falsely accused, then it got even worse. For just as Joseph had those tattered rags, if anything at all, in prison, so also Jesus, he didn't even have those tattered rags. For as he hung on the cross, he hung naked, bearing all sorts of shame and disgrace for the sins that you had committed. But that shame and disgrace didn't last forever. For just as Joseph was raised to second in command of all of Egypt and given those new clothes, glorious clothes, that showed the power and authority that he had, so also Jesus was raised victoriously from the grave and ascended to his Father's right hand, where he is now ruling over all with more glory and honor and power than he had before, since he now has a body that bears those glorious scars which won for you redemption. And we haven't even talked about the best part of it all. For just as Joseph forgave his brothers, the very brothers that sold him into slavery and caused him all sorts of pain and suffering, so also Jesus has forgiven you. He's forgiven you even though you are the ones that caused him all sorts of pain and suffering by committing those many sins. And just as Joseph then gave his brother new clothes to wear, clothes that showed that they had status now in Egypt, so also Jesus has given you new clothes to wear, clothes that show that you now have status before your Father who is in heaven. For you did not have that status when you came into this world. You did not have favor with your father as Joseph did with Jacob. For when you came into this world, you were a slave to sin, a slave to death, a slave to the devil. You did not belong to your Father in heaven. And as a slave to sin, the only thing you could do is sin. As a slave to death, the only thing you could do is look forward to death. And as a slave to the devil, the only thing you could look forward to is going to suffer in the place where the devil is suffering, the eternal realms of hell. But completely out of love for you, based on nothing that you have done, the one who has every right to punish you, the one who has every right to get back at you because of all the pain and suffering that you caused him by your many sins, that one, Jesus Christ, he's the one who freely forgives you. He forgives you of all your sins as Joseph forgave his brothers, and then he even gives you those glorious clothes to wear, his blood and his righteousness. And by wearing that blood which Jesus shed for you on the cross, and by wearing that righteousness which Jesus won by rising from the dead, you now have status with your Father who is in heaven. You have the status of being a dearly loved child of God and an heir of eternal life. That's the status you have, proven by the fact that you are clothed in the blood and righteousness of Jesus. Do you see why your style really does matter? And so, my dear Christian friends, whenever we hear this familiar story of Joseph, this riches to rags to riches story, know that we're really talking about our Savior Jesus. He's ultimately the one who went from the riches to the rags to the riches. And because he humbled himself and did all that for you, you now have status. You're no longer a slave to sin, death, and the devil, but you have status. You have the status of being a dearly loved child of God. And rest assured, by continuing to wear those clothes of Jesus' blood and righteousness, you will keep that status both here on earth and for all eternity in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise as we sing the Song of Mary, rejoicing in all that the Christ child will do.